USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Hawaii's governor warns many more bodies could be found as the death toll keeps rising there. However, Maui Brewing CEO Garrett Marrero says a storm is coming that will bring rain to the area.
There's like tarps and furring strips and nails and construction supplies that are necessary to start sealing in the homes that are still standing but may have lost siding or roof shingles because we don't want to lose that house now to water damage.
The fire has so far claimed at least 96 lives, and Governor Josh Green warns crews could find 10 to 20 people per day, probably until they finish. Damages are estimated at more than $5.5 billion. President Biden urging the big three car companies and the United Auto Workers to forge a deal as their contract is set to expire next month. Biden, in a statement on Monday, urged GM, Ford, and Stellantis to honor workers' right to organize. Biden administration officials are stressing the independence of new special counsel David Weiss. White House spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre says Weiss is leading the case.
This was done under the leadership of a Trump-appointed U.S. attorney.
Special counsels are not required to keep Congress updated on the status of their work, potentially complicating Republican-led investigations into the president's son. Hunter Biden's lawyers say federal prosecutors reneged on that plea agreement that fell apart. The former NFL player, who was the subject of the Oscar-winning film The Blind Side, is alleging the family who took him in as a teenager never adopted him. Michael Orr filed a petition in Tennessee court Monday claiming Sean and Leanne Tui hoodwinked him to broker the deal for The Blind Side that paid them and their two birth children millions of dollars, while he didn't receive anything. The legal filing says Orr discovered this in February of this year. This is USA News.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced. Call now. If the lines are busy, please call back.
Call the Home Warranty Hotline now at 800-239-1876. 800-239-1876. 800-239-1876. That's 800-239-1876.
FEMA officials are on the ground in Hawaii to help with recovery efforts following devastating wildfires.
We have an office here on Oahu that is staffed with personnel and immigration members that work side by side with the state of Hawaii each and every day.
FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell said the agency is working to move residents displaced by the fires into hotels and other temporary housing. She said it's going to be a long-term recovery operation. Crews are searching through the damage to find residents who are missing. They're also looking for remains. Wind-fueled flames tore through the town of Lahaina on the island of Maui. The ambassador to Russia visited the Wall Street Journal reporter detained in Russia. The State Department says Ambassador Lynn Tracy visited Evan Gershkovich in Moscow on Monday. He was officially designated wrongfully detained by Russia by the U.S. State Department in April. Tracy said Gershkovich is in good health and remains strong. There are signs prosecutors in Georgia may soon announce whether former President Trump will be indicted for his alleged efforts to overturn Georgia's 2020 election results. Witnesses scheduled to appear before the grand jury tomorrow showed up today. The Democratic Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis has been investigating Trump and his allies for more than 2 years. And Clarence Avant, the unofficial black godfather of the music industry, is dead at 92, died Sunday at his Los Angeles home. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Okay, 3 dozen by tomorrow morning. Yeah, the roses and the
Faraz's flower shop is blooming. To keep up with high demand, he must strengthen his business's roots.
Just 1 second. Faraz's flowers, hold please. Hi, how are you doing? Welcome to Faraz's.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.